This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Brian Pritchard, who you can see here, is the vice chair of the Georgia GOP and a right-wing talk radio host and the owner of pro-Trump propaganda website, who just looks like the greatest sort of guy. But maybe the most interesting thing about him is that he has voted illegally 9 different times.
It's a left-wing website guy. I'm not familiar with his body of work, but John Iadarolo, his name, John Iadarolo. Talking about Brian Pritchard, the first vice chair of the Georgia Republican Party. Perhaps you've seen the headlines over the weekend. A judge saying that indeed Brian Pritchard voted unlawfully 8-9 times over the course of the years, and people taking shots at Brian Pritchard accordingly. Brian Pritchard, in a statement released late last week, saying, "Nope, I'm not stepping down from my role with the Georgia Republican Party." So what are you doing? He joins us now. Brian Pritchard, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tim. I appreciate you, and I always enjoy being on with you and your audience.
Now, you're telling me that I'm the first person to reach out to you in the aftermath. Everybody's talking about you, but nobody's talking with you.
Well, I didn't know this until I received something yesterday. This has reached all the way around the world to Singapore, but no one has reached out, asked any questions, no one at all. They have cropped some of my statements that I've sent out and put in some of their articles, but actually reaching out and saying, "Hey, would you like to come on?" I only received one email like that, and I'm on here this morning with you.
All right, so let's go back. I know we've had this conversation before, and some folks may be familiar with at least some of this, but let's plow the ground again. This actually dates back to the mid-90s when you were living in Pennsylvania. A felony conviction there, and you can flesh this out to the extent that you want to. I gather something along the lines of forgery. Then as a felon, not eligible, this judge ruled, to have voted in Georgia at least for part of your time in Georgia, hence the judge's finding that in 9, I believe, elections, you did, in fact, vote illegally. All right, so flesh that out as much as you need to.
Well, you know, it could be a long story, so we'll make it short. Yes, I released a statement that people can find that discusses briefly the conviction of 1996. That's not when it happened, but that's when we actually went to court. In the state of Pennsylvania, just really briefly, the only time you lose your right to vote, is if you're incarcerated. I was never incarcerated. In fact, in my entire life, I've never spent a night in jail. So I was never incarcerated. In the state of Pennsylvania, I actually never lost my right to vote one day. I could have left the courtroom. If election day was the next day, I could have legally went and voted. And that's not the same in Georgia, so we're not using any excuses. But when I registered to vote in Georgia, I was unaware of anything pending, anything still open, or anything that involved this case being alive. And I swore to that under oath. It's in the transcript. I swore to that under oath. And there's not a claim I registered to vote in 2008 in Gilmer County. There's not a claim I voted 9 times. I did. Under oath, I did. I went right in that election office. I registered, and I voted every single time, unaware that there was anything pending concerning this 1996 conviction. So they've been investigating this for years. They write this as though something just happened, and I may have affected the 2020 election, or they found voter fraud. Well, you know, I'm glad they caught me. As I just put it like that, I'm glad they got the bad guy. This is 2008. This is something that's been investigated for a long time. This is something that Brad Raffensperger, Secretary of State, that is no longer on the state election board as the chair. This is something that Brad Raffensperger You know, he referred on that. It's in the transcript. He's the one that referred this over to the Attorney General's office for investigation in 2008. I do like the clip you played entering in, a pro-propaganda, Trump propaganda guy. You know, I have supported Donald J. Trump since the day he came down the escalator for president of the United States. And, you know, there's a long list of things that I may have done that frustrated many.
All right, let me first of all, just for my own edification, I don't know the law. I bet you're well versed in it now, Brian Pritchard. Was it some voting that you did in 2008 or beginning in 2008 that gets you jammed up now to the extent that you are? At what point do you become a lawful voter in Georgia? I assume you're voting now. At what point do you go from unlawful to lawful voter in Georgia? How does that work?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yes, I am. I am much more aware of the law than I would like to be, because we've had to study it and get all the details on it when this became aware. And also, let's remember this: in 2017, the state of Georgia, which I do have with a Georgia state seal from the State Pardon and Parole Board, they've restored all of my rights, and they found I have a document. They found that this conviction ended. The sentence ended in 1999. So there's dispute here where that's concerned. But
so even the premise that you voted illegally and the judge says you did, even that premise, you would say, is dubious.
Yes. There's the question of the Secretary of State's investigation and the State Pardon and Parole's investigation, which I did not do either of those investigations, of how one state agency came up with this and one state agency came up with the other. But you asked a question, and some people get confused by this. You know, they'll think that if you're a felon or if you've been convicted of a felony charge, that you just totally lost your right to vote, and that is not true.
Yeah, like for the rest of your life, you can't vote. There are people who think that.
Right. That is not true. Every state has a difference, just like I told you with Pennsylvania. I never lost the right one day. So the judge says in the transcript there, and says in her ruling, not to quote her, but reference that, you know, Mr. Pritchard may not have been aware, may not have known, but she says, I should have known. So I understand what the judge is saying.
She's not saying that you perjured yourself, Brian Pritchard. She's saying
I did not. In fact, that's the first time in my entire life. I'm not telling you how old I am, Tim. I know you can guess it. But it's the first time in my entire life I ever raised my right hand in a courtroom and swore, you know, as a witness, and I answered all the questions. So she did not find me to perjure myself on the stand, and she puts that in a ruling. But you have the right to vote the minute, according to the Georgia state law, the minute your sentence, whatever it may be, expired.
All right, Brian Pritchard, just a couple of minutes left here, and I want to get out of those weeds and just focus on what this really is, which is this is a political narrative. Now, you've seen it over the weekend. The Republicans alleging all that voter fraud in 2020, and now we found it, and it was that Republican up there is now the second vice chair or first vice chair of the GOP. People calling for your head. Is Josh McCoon the chair of the Georgia Republican Party? Have you heard from him on this?
Well, actually, I was with Chairman McCoon. I'm glad you asked. I was with Chairman McCoon Saturday at a North Georgia Trump rally that we held, about 125 people. The chairman came up and he addressed the crowd, and we took some pictures and shook hands. It wasn't an appropriate time to have that discussion, and we didn't. I get along with the chairman. I do want to have this stated that this was not a shock to the chairman. This was not a shock to the Georgia state officers of the GOP. I am not resigning. Early on in June, I held a meeting with the state officers, and I was very transparent. They all know this. This article and these accusations and all of it, this has been out for a long time. This is nothing new. So where the state party's concerned, I'm meeting all my daily obligations. I have perfect attendance at every executive meeting, every state meeting. Everything that I'm supposed to do as far as being the first vice chair of the Republican Party, I have met So no, I'm not resigning. If I will say this publicly for your audience, if I would have just caught them totally off guard and shocked them, I would say, you know, it's not fair to them. But again, the officers of the state of the Georgia Republican Party knew this all along.
All right, Brian Pritchard, we will leave it there. Brian Pritchard, Vice Chair of the Georgia Republican Party. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.